Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, that is MTE's internet company, delivers fast, 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. Learn more at mte.com/internet. Well, today we have Coach Rydell Mays. He is joining us to talk about the Riverdale Junior Warriors here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to have you here. So tell us a little bit about what the Riverdale Junior Warriors are and what they do.
Well, we're a up-and-coming youth football program going into our fourth season at Riverdale, representing the Riverdale Warriors organization as a whole. Just kind of focusing on teaching these youth, these young kids, the game of football, not just playing it to have fun, but actually learning it from a skills level to kind of train them and get them prepared for the next level going up, leading into middle school and high school.
So what are the age groups here that you work with?
So our youngest age group runs from 4 to 6. That's our that's the youngest age group, called 6U. Then we have a 7 and 8, 9 and 10, and then 11 and 12 all play together.
So the 4 to 6 year olds, it's like herding cats, maybe, or
I definitely commend those coaches that coach that age group. It takes a special person to deal with those smaller ones.
Yeah, I can imagine. The Riverdale Junior Warriors, you've been going for 4 years or so, you said, and that those upper grade levels are those kids who have had some success maybe playing high school or middle school or high school football, you know, at their schools?
We stop at 12, so 11 and 12 is the oldest age group. So those are the kids that are transitioning
middle school.
Yeah, middle school. Most of the time, those are the final season. They're in sixth grade, so a lot of them choose to play youth one more year because in most cases they won't get too much playing time if they play for their middle school. So they'll get one more year of youth football under their belt before transitioning.
So I guess you've had some that have – I guess your oldest or your first group would be like freshmen in high school this year.
Yeah. Actually, our very first season when we started the Riverdale Junior Warriors organization, my son actually played. That was his last year playing.
Uh-huh.
And based on his birthday, he was actually older. So he's actually going into his junior year.
Really?
At Riverdale. Yeah, he plays for Riverdale, the high school now.
Okay. What's his name?
So, Caden Mays.
Caden Mays. Is he a lineman or?
No, he's a running back.
Running back. Okay. Well, that's kind of like running back you over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did this idea get started to have the Junior Warrior program?
Well, I mean, there was previously an organization there that actually went somewhere else. And so a lot of us that are involved in the organization actually played at Riverdale. Myself and the president, Ricky Lawrence, both played at Riverdale. So we had a relationship already built up with Coach K. And so he said, hey, we want to keep it going. We don't want to a year where the organization is not present. So the same year that other organization left and went somewhere else, we actually got this going and started, so we didn't even miss a season at Riverdale.
Awesome. Coach Will Kreisky has done a lot to reach out to the alumni and really has a good group of alumni who come back and support and, you know, talk to the high school kids. This program is one of those things too.
Oh yes, most definitely. Definitely, yes. We're definitely committed to really trying to get in as many previous players as possible, just to kind of give back just to the Riverdale family.
So talk to me, and we've got Coach Rydell Mays here with us. What age group do you coach?
I'm the head coach for the 9 and 10 year old age group. Called 10U.
Okay. So when do things start? Kind of give us an idea on how things work in terms of the season.
So right now, actually every Tuesday and Thursday from 5:30 to 7, we're doing conditioning out on the Riverdale, the rugby field. So it's that field you pass when you're driving down Warrior Drive. It's actually 100% free, and it's actually open to any kid in the age range from 5 to 12, even if you play football for a different organization. We got some kids that play for Oakland. We got some kids that play for Blackman that come out and take advantage of the conditioning. I mean, because ultimately, like, we're Riverdale guys through and through. We want everybody to be at Riverdale. But we also understand it's a bigger picture. It's about helping all these kids improve and getting better. So we open that conditioning is open up to any kid.
Now, is that the field that's in front of the annex by the road? Where you practice, or is it further down as you go past the school?
Further down as you go past the school.
Okay, it's right there on the right once you go past the gym entrance to
right,
the
right, that field.
Gotcha. I think the other field is a soccer field, but you know, they're doing so much construction on the campus. What years were you there?
I graduated in 07.
Yeah. I mean, it's just look at
totally
it.
Totally different world.
It's wild just to see what's there. So you're Tuesdays, Thursdays, that's going on now. Do you play a season? Do you play some scrimmages and games?
Yeah, so our season, our actual official practice starts July 14th. That's when we'll be split up into your actual individual teams based on your age group and begin practicing, getting ready for the season. The last day to actually sign up to be a part and play on one of the teams is July 21st.
Okay. And does your season kind of coincide with the high school and middle school football season too?
Yep. So we play on Saturday mornings. I think it's like an 8 to 10 week season, just depending on regular season games and playoffs. The league we're in, we're in the same league as Blackman, but there's teams out of Nashville like Jefferson Street and Una, Franklin, Spring Hill. So we got the organization that we're in is actually pretty big. So we do some traveling. So that's fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of puts them in the same mindset of kids that are playing on Friday nights traveling to other organizations.
So, Coach, what would somebody need to do? They're hearing this interview, they're watching this interview, and they're saying, you know, I want to get my kid involved in this. Kind of walk us through the best way to get in touch and find out more information.
So our website, Riverdale Junior Warriors, and that's RiverdaleJRWarriors.com. We pretty much keep that up to date with all information as far as you can go on and sign up directly on there and get in the email list. You can also on social media, just look up Riverdale Junior Warriors on Instagram or Facebook. And then if you want to meet and just talk to somebody in person to kind of get all your questions answered on the spot, you're more than welcome to come to one of the conditioning days on Tuesday or Thursday from 5:30 to 7. And a lot of our coaches are out there so we can answer any questions you have.
Awesome. Very good. We'll put links to all of that on the podcast when we get that up here in just a second. And appreciate you coming by and talking to us.
One more thing. May 17th, we're actually going to do a just to kind of help build up the organization. We're doing a car wash and a fish fry in the parking lot of the old Dirt Cheap building on Middleton. Was that Martin Luther King Boulevard?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you could just come out and support that, we'll probably be out there from 10:30 to 3:00, doing $10 car washes and $10 fish sandwiches.
Awesome. That sounds good. So support that. What's the date again? May
17th.
May 17th. Very good. Rydell, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. So joining us from the Riverdale Junior Warriors, Coach Rydell Mays here on Rutherford Issues from News Radio WGNS. We'll continue the talk in a moment.